So we have to build into our, and they're not going to let you do this out here. So you have to have a reason for doing everything that we do. You can't put in a desalinization plant here in Tehachapi. You can work on one. And what does that mean? How many in the room can tell me how to build a desalinization plant? And how many of you have enough money for us to build it if we knew how? The facts are, we know how. So to have these very things, even if nothing happens to you from the earthquake, it shuts you down, doesn't it? Do you think they're going to let you have little black boxes on your roof if they know what it is? But if you have some alternative plants that are generating some kind of electricity, you can bypass and run it on. Now they become your distribution lines because there's nobody there to stop you from hooking up. And you leave them with their massive pile of rubble. These are the things that have to be thought about before you can make your movies and your great marble edifices to yourself. These are the headaches. They just about blow the receivers out because these seem to be the insurmountable things that others don't want to think about. You can only think out here to tomorrow, maybe, in the morning. Well, will we get our gold by tomorrow? And I'm going to remind you of how hard it is to get rid of cash if you have it today before you buy into that one. Is the technology around to do these things? Oh, my goodness, you just don't know the technology that's available. And if you're an isolated island out here, there aren't going to be many to stop you from using it. But if you're wiped out here, if the very ones who have been under assault buckle and say, no more, I am not going to do this anymore, sir, we're in trouble. And we're very, very nearly there. I'm talking about to that point where the ones who carry these burdens just don't give a damn anymore. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of being in court. I'm tired of all of these things. I'm tired of the worry and the concern just because I offered to serve you. So I'm stuck with that. And then let us move on to the Indian reservation and the ones who have made a commitment of their lives to try and bring back the goodness of the oral traditions. And they say, hey, Dad, what about this? I'm happy to do this, but come on, it ain't working this way. They want me to do it. They want me to do it. And I don't want it. I don't even care if it's done or not. So these are the things with which we must contend. How could we be 10 years into here and we're talking about maybe gathering or whatever we're going to do or not do in August? What are 10 years? Tell me, in the overall scheme of life, what are 10 years? Except that you have gotten 100,000 university courses completed and under your belt. And it's called the life in reality. Doesn't mean you quit playing in the play. It means you know the reality of existence and you choose to play. And when you understand the difference, you will create the proper ending. You cannot continue eon after eon after lifetime after experience of planet into its system of copying out and letting the prophets write the ending over and over again. Evil Satan does not have to change his attitude. He doesn't have to change his storyline. He doesn't have to change anything. He wins on the same old garbage. And finally convinces mankind that he is better off in chaos and downhill spiraling than, for goodness sakes, to get himself up, assume his responsibility as a creative individual, and do something about it. And so, once call and ask, well, what big is planned for the middle of August? Nothing, unless you want to plan it. We came to have community, not a commune. Each individual in this room will have a different idea about what I just said. It doesn't mean that we can't have community. And if we ever get rid of these albatrosses around our neck, we can have a real community and a lot of fun. You've got talent within these walls. You've got music. You've got feet to dance. You've got minds to use and a universe in which to fly. And we have to hide. Well, we're done hiding. And just let them bring on whatever they want to bring on. We are through hiding. Even if we have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars against us in judgments, learn how to manage your life so that it doesn't matter to you. I need to get her out of here, EJ.
Do you have any questions? You want to take questions?
I don't think I can get her to last long enough.
I would
do that, but we have a very, very, very important meeting tomorrow. I have to have her. So please bear with us another few weeks. A lot is happening. A lot is going on. And not where you expect it to be. So please, continue your prayers constantly. And because you don't know, thank God that you do not know, but let us use your energy. Because it's large, it's big, it's wonderful. And it will be good for all of us. Because in the beginning, charity, love, and hope began at home. And this is our home. This is our home. We are our relations. And God does not ever allow his people who have given to not have returned. But the rest of us have to work to get it. So please understand. Be patient a while longer. And then smile because the sun is always shining. I would hope that every one of you would stay to watch this tape, or at least part of it.
Anybody know about anything about a tape?
I saw it, but the TV didn't come back.
Well,
I think our party's going to be over. We'll have to have the tape next time.
Just get her out of here then. Please, just take her home. You can come back.
Salute, Commander, and thank you. Salute.
To everyone, thank you, and salute.
Salute.